Hey, thank you for joining us today as we really begin to explore and talk about the redemption story. For many of you, if you're watching this, you're already part of the process. You've begun to journal daily as you are reading the scriptures, reading the story that that God, through many different authors, ultimately wrote. And we've encouraged you to, you know, have the one-on-one time with the Lord daily. Be in your scriptures. Listen, journal what you observe, how it applies to you, writing the prayer. But then we've encouraged you to be part of a group where you can share what the Lord is talking to you about, and you can encourage one another on, spur one another on in the faith. And then, of course, to celebrate on Sundays as we come together and we worship the God who has given us an opportunity to be part of redemption story. And so today, though, we begin to talk about, at least in part, what we read this week. This week, we're going to talk about Noah and part the really how Noah's story connects with our story. It's not just something that happened thousands of years ago. The principles, the understanding of who God is and what God was accomplishing and what God desires and what God did is the same thing that we can apply today. The people of Noah's day, they were hearing a message that had of something that had never happened before. Noah was saying, "It's going to rain, and I'm preparing for the rain coming." Now, it wasn't like, you know, a Texas rain that it just kind of all comes down. But when I think of, you know, me growing up in the state of Washington and coming to Texas, in Washington, you didn't really need an umbrella because it just was, the water was there. It was drizzly. It was dreary. But in Texas, you got to have an umbrella because it just comes down and deluge. So, but for them, there was an atmosphere that was, that they thought in that day, when they looked up, they thought it was solid. Because they couldn't see through it. They didn't see the stars. They had this thick layer of moisture, and it opened up and it came down at once, as literally the waters from the deep or under the ground came up as well. And it changed, it literally changed the world. It changed the globe in such a way that they say that tectonic plates spread apart. And when they crashed, so much so that the Himalayas, because of the convergence of the force that was in those moments, created that mountain range, because they're not volcanoes. And so it was an extreme thing. But there were people outside of Noah's family that when they heard the message of this rain, when they heard the message of the flood, they're like, well, we've never experienced that. It's never going to happen. And so they went along in their normal life. Much like today, people are going along in life, even though they hear the message Jesus is coming back. They hear the message that there's going to be a judgment, that God is appointed once for every man to die, and then judgment. And yet they go along in life like that's not a reality. But when God says it, even though we've not experienced it, it's a reality. It's just not in the moment. And so we want to make sure that we are prepared, because God has provided a pathway for us to really rise above God's judgment. And so I want to read scripture found in Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 and 8. It says, "The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I've created from the face of the land, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord." So Noah and his family ended up rising above God's judgment that came on the earth.
That's a beautiful. I love the picture, because it literally is the reality of the experience of this family. And make no mistake, this is a family, one family, eight people, four couples, if you will, who are saved out of the multitude of the millions of people who are living on the planet. And there is a judgment coming. You've mentioned it, and this is not something that that I think is talked about really very much in our modern times. We've somehow, there was a shift. Some of you, if you have some history in the faith, maybe you were raised in an evangelical church, and maybe you were raised in an age, in an era when people tried to scare people into serving the Lord. You know, there's a hell to shun. There's a heaven to embrace. There's a judgment that's coming. And almost the picture that I think was given and offered there was this angry God, this hateful, heinous, just waiting for you to get out of line. And somehow, when you have a love relationship with the Lord, when you are living in the real faith of Jesus Christ, it doesn't feel that way at all. And yet, we need to understand this. This is the reality that we want to talk about. There is an issue with sin in the world. There is a darkness, and this darkness is not from the Lord. The Lord created mankind and created you and me to live and move in the freedom of His provisions for our lives and in righteousness and in a place of peace, in a place of divine provision. It comes from the Lord. This was the plan. This was the garden. This was, as you mentioned it, this idyllic environment where the firmament covers over everything and there's a hothouse environment, so comfortable that you could walk around in this environment absolutely naked and not ashamed, but not uncomfortable. So the idyllic environment into which mankind is created is evidence of God's kindness, His goodness, His generosity. He's not mean-spirited. He's not waiting for people to get out of line. He didn't make us to judge us. He made us for an eternal, loving, glorious, mutual relationship with Him, where we would receive and respond to this amazing provision and this love of God on an ongoing basis, and that we would grow in our knowledge of Him, that we would thrive and multiply in the earth in the knowledge of the Lord. And it is sin that cut that short. It is sin that kept that from going on. By the way, that's what the eternal state is going to look like. God is going to restore these things. We're going to get back to that place that God has intended. But in the meantime, there is this sin issue, this problem, this struggle. And ever since man starts to exercise himself in the early chapters of Genesis, when man starts to exercise himself against God, Romans says it this way in the New Testament, that when they knew God as creator, they chose not to honor Him as creator, but instead they began to glorify the creation rather than the creator. And this is the picture that kind of shows itself. This is the reality of the problem that manifests before God says these things. There's a reason that God speaks like this. There's a reason that God is fed up. There's a reason that God is regretting this thing. There's a reason that God is deeply chagrined that mankind has become so vile, so wicked, so sinful, that the every thought of their heart continually, the scripture says, was toward evil. They weren't thinking about God. They weren't thankful to God. They didn't glorify God. In fact, they glorified themselves, and they treated God with total disrespect. And here's the reality. God is merciful and gracious beyond measure, but make no mistake, He is a God of justice, and He is a God of judgment. And I'm not here to try to scare you into this. I'm not afraid of the judgment, because I know that God provides a pathway for us to rise above the judgment. Mm. But as it was in the days of Noah, here's what the scripture says, this was the way it's going to be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And so there is a reality of this wickedness that is existing in the world because we glorify creation and ourselves more than we glorify God. And that was the reality of Noah's day. But in the middle of all of that, God provides this graciousness. God provides this pathway for us to get out. And so when we find ourselves locked into sin, we find ourselves literally under the judgment of God. I want to say this in the clearest way, because I think it's incredibly important that all of us understand this. What condemns us, what what puts us into this place where the wage of sin is death, and this punishment of eternal separation from God, this loss, this justice, this judgment that is going to be upon us. Where did that come from? That comes from God. That comes from the holy God who made us to have a holy and a loving and a sin-free relationship with him, where he takes all sin away from us and we have nothing but righteousness that is from the Lord. That is his eternal provision for us. When we sin, we separate ourselves from that, and the wage of that sin is death, and God himself has set the wage. So hear this, beloved, hear this. When God saves us, he saves us from himself. The justice and the judgment that we rightly deserve is given to us from a holy God. We have known him and chose to reject him. And when we reject him, there's nothing left then but judgment. There is nothing left except when God provides a pathway out. And so there's the beauty of this scripture. While mankind has become filthy and immoral and in every way objectionable to the holy God of heaven, Noah finds grace in the eyes of the Lord. God says, look, I'm going to provide a pathway. And I got to tell you, God has provided this pathway for us out of this judgment that is coming. As it was in the days of Noah, a worldwide judgment is coming. God is not just going to just say, oh, hey, it's okay. Y'all come in. Every filthy sinner, you're all invited in. No. There's a pathway. But the pathway is in Christ. Just like the ark has a time limit, not a space limit necessarily, but a time limit. There's a time when God's going to shut the door. There's a time when God's going to say, hey, this is it. And so this is what the reality is. We are fallen sinners. We are living in a sinful world, and it's not going to get better. I mean, I love you. We love you too much to try to tell you, oh, 2021 is just going to be a brand new year and everything's just going to be so much better. Listen, I hope we get a handle on a lot of things in 2021 that help us to differently respond to the current pandemics and the various things that are going on. But darkness will increase. The scripture says that in the last days, it'll be increasingly more of perilous times that are coming. And you can just read in Timothy to find out what God's picture is. But those who know the Lord, those who are living in this relationship with God through Jesus Christ the Lord, who are actually in Christ, those people are rising above the judgment of God. And so here's the judgment that darkness comes into the world, and while this darkness is pervasive, God begins to open up a light. He brings this pathway, this opportunity. Noah publishes it in his day. This is the reality. Get on board, because the judgment is coming. Get in the ark. Be a part of this, just like you and I would do with Christ. Get on board. This is the thing. But do they or don't they?
Right.
Because whether they do or whether they don't, the judgment is coming. And this is the reality. God is just in his judgment. We've all met people who say, well, if God is going to judge me and I'm going to be sent to hell, then I'm going to have a thing or two to say to God on that day. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're going to say to God what everybody's going to say to God. Jesus Christ is Lord, and you are right, and you are righteous in all of your judgments. And it is not on you where I go, because you've provided a way for us. And so not only is there this problem and this penalty of our sin, but there is a provision that God makes for us.
By the way, I just love the way you just put that, because I think so many people do think that God is soft on sin, that God doesn't be. And there are so many Christians out there that throw out, well, God's judging these people because of a hurricane. God's judging these people because of a pandemic, whatever that might be. But what they don't understand is that in current day judgment, it's not what God does, it's what God allows. And God allows people to live in their sin. God allows them to live in this time of grace. He allows them to live the way they want to live, but there is coming that day. Right. And just like it rained in Noah's day, just like there was a flood, There is judgment that we will all stand before the Lord, but he's provided a way. And I really believe that the door is open, and that all that would come he's not going to turn away. There was the door that was opened in the ark. And the majority of the people in the world at that day, how many ever there were a lot of them. And we don't know the number, but the majority said no. The majority never stepped in. And when God provides a way, he provides a way for salvation. And what we have to do is that, first of all, we have to recognize that judgment is coming. We have to recognize that in our current state, we are not ready to be before the Almighty God. And so once we begin to recognize that, then we begin to really move toward, and we step towards that place of salvation. We make the step and respond by stepping into the place of safety. The only place of safety is Jesus Christ. While the world says that there are many different roads, there's only one way to the Father, and that is through Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Everything else is a lie. Everything else is just smoke and mirrors. But the call that we have is to be prepared to stand before the Lord by stepping into the salvation that is offered us in Jesus Christ. And then what you do is the same thing that they did. They lived in the ark. They lived in the life that was that rose above. But while it was rising above, all around it, they didn't escape it. They weren't taken out of and set on another planet. The judgment was going on all around them, but they lived a life that was protected from all that judgment. And that really is what God offers us with a life in Christ Jesus. I think a number of, maybe it was a year ago, whatever it was, that Rex kind of just challenged to really go in and do a Bible study just on what it means to be in him, to go through the New Testament and begin to highlight those kinds of things. Because the life in Christ is, like Noah, everything that we have need of for life and godliness is in Christ Jesus. They had everything they needed to live in the ark. And everything that you have need in this world that is full of chaos, this world is full of sin, this world is full of things that would attempt to do harm, that ultimately in Christ Jesus, we're protected from that. Now, make no mistake, Jesus made it very clear. We don't have to fear those who can harm the flesh. And throughout history, there have been those that come and harm the flesh, to destroy the flesh. But they're unable in a life in Christ Jesus to destroy the soul. We are more than what we see. The essence of who we are is our soul. The soul is really the center place where all things come together. And that in Christ Jesus is perfectly protected. It's perfectly safe from everything in this world. And so we live in the middle of the storm. We live in the middle of the chaos that's going around. And yet, while we live in this time, just like Noah and his family, they live with a sense of hope. They knew that the rest of their life was not this. It wasn't in the middle of the ark, in the middle of this incredible worldwide storm. It wasn't. He hoped for something more. They knew that solid ground would come. And while the rest of the world lives fearful of death because they know judgment's coming, when you live a life in Christ Jesus, you live a life of hope, knowing that there's going to be a time where we are raised again and we are forever with the Lord, literally being able to live not on shifting ground, but on solid ground, not on the things that's uncertain, but on a solidness throughout all of eternity. We look forward to the refreshed, rebooted life that Jesus Christ has in store for us. And so for the follower of Jesus, we've recognized the pathway. And so we step into that life. But here's the other part that really wants you to take away from this is that we live in this world, but now we're not a part of this world. Noah was still in the world, but he wasn't a part of the judgment that was going on. Mm-hmm. He lived a life looking forward to what was coming next. And please understand that God, he's provided this way for you to step into and live in and live apart from all the chaos of the world. And ultimately, there's a pursuit that follows that.
Absolutely. We are patiently waiting for the coming of the Lord. When you are in Christ, you're in the ark. I mean, that's it. And as the judgment reigns around you, Here's the reality. You are finding yourself in this place of safety and security. God is just in his judgments. The wage of sin is set by the holy heart of God himself. But God, who sets the wage, provides the way out. He provides the pathway for you and me, just like in the days of Noah, to rise above this judgment. And it's a beautiful thing. It is our ark of safety is Christ Jesus himself. And it is God who invites us to believe, to receive. Here's the beauty. We don't even have to build the ark. Noah had to build it in his day. He had to spend years in developing and building this thing. And all the not just the faith, but the work and the struggle and the effort that is required in this. For you and me, Christ has come. He has done the deed. He's finished the work. He has provided the sacrifice. This wage of sin is death, and it's a right wage of sin. And after this death, the eternal judgment of God that comes to us. That's the reality of righteousness. That is the just judgment that God has passed upon sin and sinners forever. Amen. But there's a way out. There's a pathway. There's a provision from the Lord. And it is Christ Jesus himself who has come, who has lived a life like nobody lived, who died a death like nobody could die, and then conquered death and hell and the grave. And it is in Christ Jesus and in what Jesus has done. It's finished. It's done. And you and I have an invitation now to come in, to pursue after the Lord, to find ourselves responding to the revelation of God, to the call of the Spirit of God. Imagine how heartbroken Noah must have been in his days of, continually communicating to the people around him. It wasn't just his family that he loved and cared for. I'm sure he loved and cared for lots of people and wanted them to come in. And so, when they don't, when they refuse, there's some sense of a loss that goes with this. Mind you, the heart of God is not rejoicing in this judgment. He's just in this judgment. And this judgment glorifies his righteousness and his holiness. But his mercy is shown in this wonderful pathway that he provides, in the ark that he provides for Noah to rise, literally rise. When the waters of judgment are poured out on the earth, Noah and his family rise on the top of that. They float over the top of it all, protected in the middle. And you said it beautifully, the middle of the storms that rage around you, but assured that this is not the eternal place. This is the place that's going to unfold me and land me into this eternal place with God. And so what do? We pursue after the Lord. And that starts by believing Christ. That starts by receiving this revelation of God to you that God has by himself provided the pathway for you to believe. And so what do? Receive that. Believe that truth. Embrace that truth. Believe that God loves us enough that's what he wants to provide. That's why he provided this idyllic environment in the beginning. And sin disrupted all of that. That's why God provided the ark. That's why God has provided us Christ, this pathway of God. Make no mistake, Jesus isn't the secondary idea. He has always been the ark that God has provided. And so believe that and receive that truth. And when you do, you begin to build a relationship with the Lord. And that's really what our whole redemption series is about. That's what we want our whole discipleship pathway and emphasis to be about. You building a growing, ever-discovering, ever-increasing love relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. As you receive, as you respond, as you recycle this. And recycling this means not just in your own life, but sharing it with those who are around you. Because there's a ton of people who are right now living in the darkness. There's a ton of people with a whole bunch of strange and unusual attitudes about God and about eternal judgment. And I promise you, the judgment is coming. The reality is here. It isn't going to get better. It's going to get worse. And God hasn't gotten soft on sin. There is a harsh judgment that is to come, but God has made a way, and that way is through Christ. And so get in there. But from that place of peace and grace and safety and provision, Tell everybody, tell everyone, everywhere, every day that God has opened the door. The door is open. Jesus is the way. This is the day. Today is the day of salvation. If you will trust Christ, I promise you, you will find him to be trustworthy and real and powerful, and your future will be secured in the name of Jesus.
Well, Father, we thank you for your goodness. And Lord, thank you for providing Jesus Christ, our ark. And I pray that every person would choose to step in and receive you fully and live the kind of life we've been talking about. Lord, we know that judgment's coming, and I pray that, Lord, you will help us to recognize your spirit prompting us to share the good news that we have received, that is Jesus Christ. I pray that every person, as they are spending their time in your story and learning from your spirit, Lord, will be enriched beyond. I know they will. They'll be enriched beyond what they imagined. And so, Lord, we thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thank you for watching. If you're not part of this process, you can follow the link below and you can connect to the reading schedule. You can connect with groups and really be part of what God is doing in these last days. So thanks for watching. And we look forward to seeing you next time as we really focus in on the Christ life.